Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, my DMV family? Let me let y'all know something. I was down in King William, and I'm down here. We're trying to get my uncle going tomorrow, make some passes, man, you know. So I was a little late getting on. I really don't have any signal. So my signal, I don't have any 4G, no LTE, nothing. But I'm working on it. I'm calling through wireless calling. So, bear with me because I got somebody I'm about to get on here in a few that I really want to mix it up with because the person that I'm getting on tonight is the ideal person to talk about grudge racing in the DMV. And, you know, I wasn't going to do a show tonight, ladies, fellas, but, man, you know, y'all get me back in the groove, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm doing too much, trying to do races, trying to help out with my people in the car shows, trying to get a community center going for the kids, I'm pulled 10 different ways, but I'm still going to do it. I'm a joke, you know. This is me, you know. I cannot, how do I put this? There is no way I can stop doing this car shit, you know, from going to the drag strip, from car shows, just being around cars, period. I can't stop doing what I do. So it's just, I'm going to have to keep going like a turd, you know, like a chicken with my head cut off. You know, it is what it is. And I'm okay with that. You know, I've come to live with the fact that I'm okay with that. But, you know, y'all bear with me because right now I know I don't have no signal. I'm looking at my phone, and I got four bars, but I ain't got no 4G LTE sign or nothing. So I know that's telling me that something is going on with my signal. Let me see. Verification failed. Man, I don't know what's going on. Let me see if I got to get some signal because I want to get this person on, talk a little shit tonight. What the hell? Let me see what's going on. I need some signal. Oh, man, I'm hoping I can get some signal soon. But while I'm waiting for this, let's talk about what's on the agenda for this weekend. I'm almost in Mechanicsville. Y'all bear with me. But this weekend, you got the U.S. 13 Grudge Fest, May 20th and 21st. And that is no other than Joe truly, Fred Wheatley is hosting that event. Fred Wheatley, 410 Grudge Dream. That's the boys from the boys from up there in Del Marvel. But, you know, they got some good stuff going on. I know they got one headliner locked in, and that's the Naked Lady taking on, I think it's Dick Camaro. I know they going at it. I think I seen the Instigator and somebody locked in. They got a Big Tire Shootout. They got a Big Tire Shootout. They got a Small Tire Shootout. Run What You Brung, $5,000. They got an All Steel All Glass Shootout, $2,500. Like I said, that is going on at US 13. That's going on this Friday and Saturday. So if you're not doing anything, get there and go hang out with our brothers, Fred Wheatley, and the 410 team, Antoine Jones, Ballard Woods Racing. They got a hell of a crew, man. They're going to put a show on for you. That's going down this weekend, May 20th and 21st at US 13. Now, you know, next weekend, y'all know what it is. Next weekend, we got something for you. They got something for you. It's the Frank Jackson Memorial hosted by none other than and your boy Brother Brown. Brother Brown, that's William Brown the third, and his father, Brown's Racing Crew. That's going down next weekend at BMB. And I'm gonna give you some stuff that's going on. I know y'all know there's a damn good race locked in for that weekend. You got none other than Cannibal from the Cannibal, Ricky Fox, No Root Crew, taking on Top Notch, Sharam the Lion. That's Top Notch and the Top Notch truck. They locked in, small block to small block, 28275 nitrous, stock for space, on 28. They going at it. They locked in. You know, I know there's a lot of talk about this other, who's that, and who's this, and who's that. But I'm going to tell you, this tells you a lot. That is going down at none other than VOP, the Game on the Sports Park. Y'all also got, let's see what else we got. Oak Dome. Third Jackson Memorial. You got Big Time Shootout with Brad Diggs and Company. That is 5 inch or smaller. 5 inch or smaller. No time card. $8,000 total purse. 8 car minimum. Oh, Lord, that sounds good. $8,000 big time. Winner. It looks like take five, runner up, take two, and the semi take five. All steel all glass for my nephew CT. CT, all steel all glass. Heavyweights. That's $4,000. You got three to the winner, five to the runner, 250 to the semi. You got a gambler's race. And on the ones and twos, you got old DJ Jamalot. Spinning on the ones and twos. Jamalot will be spinning on the ones and twos. So that is going down, like I said, at BMP next weekend. Also, coming up, weekend of June 16th through the 18th, you got Lions, Tigers, and Bears. It's going down in the jungle. Custom T Motorsports Park, put on by them boys from the Salt and Pepper Group. You got, you got Maddox Tatum and his brother, Ray Ray. They can put this thing on. This is number four. It's going out Friday. You got a brother with your bro, fight shootout. $1,000 payout. That's fights. Also Friday night, I think you got a go-go band jumping off that night. I think the go-go band will be jumping off around 10, 11 o'clock. Live go-go band. Saturday, in the morning, early, you got RC cars, Bloods with you. You got Extreme, all steel on glass, $2,500 payout. Small blocks get the back side. You got Junior Drag, $1,000 payout, free entry. And hold on, let me get this right. Hold on, the Go-Go Band, I'm going to get this right. The Go-Go Band is on Saturday at 11 p.m. The Go-Go Band is on Saturday at 11 p.m. You got to run what you brought, small size show, $2,500. I also think one hell of a grudge race already locked in. You got none other than Troy with Big Bullet Bill S10. And Big Bullet Bill, I think he's taking on, let me find out. I know Big Bullet Bill is running somebody. Oh, Big Bullet Bill versus Copy. Versus Mr. Do It Over Time. That is going down. I think it's going down that Saturday. Big Bullet Field taking on Copy. Carolina versus Ken Hyacinth. I also think you got Avon Thorpe talk, I'm going to tell you, Avon is a good fixer. Avon Corp is a good fixer. True and true, he's a good fixer. That's going down. Avon Corp taking on none other than Miss Handy and her fast mark. They going at Avon Corp and his fast mark. Will be going at. Let me see if I can work on getting a signal. I know somebody by the secrets. What's going on, fellas? I don't know what's going on, man. I haven't had, I think I finally got signal. I really think I finally got signal. Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is crazy. Oh, my God. All right, hold on. I'm here now. I'm here. I'm here. I promise y'all I'm here. I will never try to do a show with no signal. And I should have canceled this thing, but I couldn't do it, but I'm on now. Let me get my special guest on, and I will answer. I swear I'll answer these. I will answer the hands that are up. Give me a minute. I want to get my person on because I want to start this thing off right. Let's see. Don't touch that stereo. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Can you state your name, gangster?
It's Avon. What's happening?
And Avon, what car do you own, sir?
Try me, Grandma.
Y'all hit none other than himself, Avon Thorpe. And I'm going to tell y'all why I got Avon Thorpe on here. Because in my eyes, now y'all can say what y'all want. In my eyes, this is one of the baddest grudge racers in our area. And if you can say, if you got a problem with it, you can hit the one button and tell me why. But I'm going to tell you why I call him one of the baddest grudge racers. Listen to me closely, and then you'll understand why.
Crazy.
Usually when Avon Thorpe is at the track, it doesn't matter if he's in his grandma's streetcar, like you said, AC, bench seat, cruising in his streetcar, he will grudge race, or if he's in Try Me. And usually he will, if he don't sit how you sit, Avon will accommodate me. So basically what I'm trying to say, Avon Thorpe is the type of guy, if he knows he's outgunned, I'm still going to go out there, JB. It's just that I may ask for a little justice, but I'm going to try to accommodate this person. And when I tell you he races, it doesn't matter what track, you know, Avon race at MR, he'll race at the beach, he'll race at VMP, he'll race at US 13, and he does hold it down for the DMV. And I want to just tell you, Avon, that coming from somebody who's been doing this for shit since I was in college now, so that was years ago, a brother like me appreciates you.
Oh, thank you, JV. I appreciate that, man. I do put in work.
Like
I don't care what track it is. You know what I mean? We can go wherever. And like you said before, you know, if I think I'm outgunned and I ask for a spot, you know what I mean? That's what I need. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I take gambles. I always take gambles. But, you know, I'm just a street car heavyweight, you know?
Oh, yeah. But see, one thing about it, and Avon, you know, there are certain races. Like, look, all right, let's talk about this, Avon. Lions, Tigers, and Bears is a race that's been going on. This will be year four. I think each year you done had a grudge race in this event.
I missed the first one. I had a funeral to go to, but yeah, I had a funeral go to, but after that, I've been there, and I try to put in work, and I try not to race the guys from the DMV because I can race them anytime. I like to get new blood, you know, new blood, sweat, and tears, you know. Like last year, I won, you know what I mean? I was bad. I got the trophy, you know, I got everything, but, you know, I put in work. I earned it. Ain't no gifts. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you one thing. I was chasing LeBron around. I wanted him bad, that goddamn Loch Lizard. His mouth was bad.
That damn Loch Lizard.
You know. Yeah. We run out of time on us, JB. He got me good, though. He stipped me. He said to the end of the night, and I ain't get him to put a time on it. So he ducked that ass whipping. But that was the one I wanted, JB. I wanted him more than anything. That his mouth was bad online, and he ducked that ass whipping all night. But I ain't gonna lie, he put in work that day too. You know, he did put in work, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm a fan too. I bet with him, not with him. I mean, but you know, when everybody at the line and they betting, I took gambles on him. Because he kept telling me, he said, when I'm done with all these ducks, I'm going to come get you. And, hey, he was winning. It wasn't pretty. He was winning. But, goddamn, I made some couple dollars too now off of him.
Oh, I know you did. I know you did. And, see, that's another thing I respect about you. You gave props. See, that's another thing. And let's just be honest, Avon. Out here right now, girls race is still strong. But you got a lot of people, and I'm not going to put no names on, you just see it. You see it on Facebook. Like, if a man is on top, or a man is kicking ass, he deserves respect. I don't give a damn if it's a guy running for 300, 400, or 500, or a guy running for 10 bands. If a guy
hey,
is out
I
here
agree with
at
that.
These events, he races. He puts on a show. Like, I'm going to give a lot of respect. There's some guys I'm going to just throw out here. And I haven't really been at the track with these guys yet. But I think one of the guys' name is Rob Weber?
Yeah,
like
Rob
that.
Weber. Yeah, Rob Weber.
He raced. I got it. Dude raced. I got to give credit. Dude raced. I got to give credit to, what is it, Buck Gibson. I got to give credit to that guy. That guy will fuck. And you got to give, I know people say this and say that, but another motherfucker, just like you, race. It is what it is. Jason Gray will race. And I got to give him credit.
Jason Gray will race everywhere, too. He do.
Yes, yo. And that's just real talk. It's real talk. The motherfucker, I done won money with Jason, and I done lost money with Jason. And that's just real talk.
Me?
Real people going to speak
yes,
it real.
Sir.
I done got fucked up betting against Jason, and I done made money betting with Jason.
Bet.
And
yes,
that's just real talk. People, you know, I done lost money. You done fucked me up, Avon, and I left the track sad as a bubble. But I won't mad at you because, motherfucker, you just – You took my money, but you racist. It is what it is.
JB, look, that's one thing about grudge racing. You ain't gonna win them all, and you can pick and choose all you want. That don't mean you're gonna win. You know what I mean? It's all a gamble. You go out there and hit toss. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate everybody that bet on me. Everybody that think I'm good. You know. I appreciate all that because I love the action. You know what I mean? I don't want to go there to the track and sit, walk around looking for action. Just, you know, I don't mind. We go around looking for action, but then you got these guys that go there and they test all day. Man, listen, every time my car hit the track, I'm grudging. I don't really, I'm not a shootout guy. I don't like shootouts. You know what I mean? But when it ain't no grudge racing, I will get in a shootout. You know what I mean? But I don't really like it. I don't really like shootouts. I did the shootout stuff back in the day, and it ain't my cup of tea right now. But these guys that shakes down, man, all they got to do is say, man, let's run for a couple dollars. It don't matter how much you race for or whatever. I got to give this one man respect. And I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry I don't know his name, and I don't remember his car name. I went to the beach, and my car was on the, I pulled it off the trailer because I was walking around looking for action. Couldn't find none, right? So I just walked around because I'm not going to shake down. I'm not going to shake down because I don't need to shake down. I'm pretty, my tuner, Ricky, he know his shit, and I whatever he put in there, that's what's in there. You know what I mean? As long as we go A to B, whatever, we all happy. But this one guy come to me. I was by myself, older guy. He come to me and said, I know you'll race me. And I said, I might. What you have? He said, I got a Mustang. I said, well, what is it? Is it on gas? Is it a motor car? What is it? He said, you give me the one and one, and I'll stay on the motor.
Oh.
I said, the one and one? I said, sir, how much you want to run for? Exactly what I said, because he's older than me, you know. I said, sir,
yeah,
how much you want to run for? He said, you know, a couple of dollars, whatever. I said, lock it in, sir. I'll go get my car right now. He said, lock. And we went racing. You know, I beat him. He come back and said, I beat him. He come back and said, well, that was dumb for me doing that. He said, I'm going to have to turn the gas on for you. I said, sir, whenever you're ready, we could do another race. You turn on the gas, we're just going to have to adjust the race. It ain't going to be the one and one. And so he was like, okay. And I respect him for that, you know.
That's real talk. So basically what you're saying is that guy came out there and, you know, gave you a race two ways, and y'all had a good goddamn time.
Yep. And the thing about it, he raced somebody else, and he won. So he said, I'm betting their money, so it don't matter. If I win or lose, I'm in front because I'm betting their money. And I said, sir, sounds good to me, because I was going to put the car back on the trailer and ride my ass back home.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm going to tell you now, JB, I love grudge racing. I love it. Man.
Well, I know you do.
You know, I like going everywhere. You know, shit, I've been to Florida and couldn't get a race. I've been to Florida, had to give up a big spot, and a guy beat me, and then he didn't want to go back. You know, he beat me, and I said, let's go back. I said, we can do the same race. I don't care. Let's go back. Right?
Yep.
JB, I ended up putting the car in the trailer and going home. That's how mad I was. I went down there for a whole week with Tata and them, and couldn't even get both that one race.
Dang. Well, look, let me tell you something, Avon. I got a certain person on here, and the reason I did this show tonight, I'm gonna put something to y'all. I do a lot when I say, and I don't, you know, I don't look for a lot of like, oh, JB, do this. I run a community center. I teach. And I got my own mentor program. So a lot of these times, people be like, JB, can you do it? I really shouldn't do this show on Thursday. Tonight, this show really was dedicated to two people who I felt, you know, like last year, y'all two motherfuckers was racing more than that. And you brought this dude's name up, and I had to get him on here. But the Lot Lizard is on here, and his mic is open, and I had to have y'all both on here.
What's up, Lot Lizard? Hey, Nam, how you doing, buddy? Yep.
Man, I can't complain. Out here working.
You ain't working. You taking a certain car to Rick Ross' car show. That's what you're doing.
I am actually dropping a car off to Rick Ross' house tonight. And then I'm supposed to be there Saturday.
Okay. Well, look, I got y'all on here. And look, Sammy, your mic is open, too. Let me just say something. Sammy agreed with me, too. Last year, I'm not just saying last year, this year, too, because y'all motherfuckers put in a lot of fucking work last year.
Yeah.
It's true. Hey, and you know what? And I'm gonna say something, because I've been doing this shit for a long time, the grudge banquets and all that. I've been doing it all. The fucking radio shows showing. Y'all motherfuckers put in a lot of work, and y'all got your hands dirty. See, some people, and this ain't guided toward nobody. And if they take it that way, fuck it, I really don't care. But there's a lot of people that have to have an audience to reach. Like they got to put the race on Facebook, have 700 people like it and share it just to get their rocks off. Y'all two motherfuckers, and I'm going to just say it out here, y'all could be at the track, because I've been there with both of y'all, and y'all could be at the track and, you know, be like, you know what? Shit, I ain't got nobody to run. I got to grab you somebody. And somebody could walk up to you and be like, fuck it. I ain't got but $500. Yo, but nah, you know, I might get $1,000. Y'all will run that dude right then and there instead of saying, you know, because I know both of y'all looking at it like, shit, I'm here. I done spent gas, I done spent fuel,
yep,
and I done paid for nitrous and plugs. Somebody getting this work.
Absolutely. That's gas money
right
going home.
The pot really didn't matter. I just like racing.
Oh, yeah, I know, because I'm going to tell you something else. You've taken my money before, Lot Lizard, and you had a set of tires. I swear to God, it looked like you... Them motherfuckers, when I found out that you ran your car on a set of Hoosiers, I about fell the fuck on the ground. I said, this nigga done beat me, took my money with a set of fucking Hoosiers, man. And I had to walk over, and I got him on the phone right now. I told Sammy, I was like, Sammy, dude run his car on a set of fucking Hoosiers. He was like, yo, you know how Sammy talk. Got his cigarette hanging out of it. Young boy. It's been one race, man. That big one race. That motherfucker, he give me out. You had a fucking set of Hoosiers, man. Hoosiers. I'm like, yo, this man got.
Try me.
We love you,
man. You said fuck my problems?
Fuck a try me in a Lot Lizard.
We love you, man.
That's rough.
Sammy, I'm about to say the same thing.
Honey,
we love you, Sammy.
Love you too, baby.
But a lot of people, I don't know who on the show they're listening. You know, me and the other guy I was with had a falling out with Lot Lizard in the truck. But we got back together here short recently. So y'all will be seeing it again sometime this year.
You say you and what?
I said, me and the guy, we had a little falling out with the cars and shit towards the end of last year. But y'all going to see them back together here shortly.
Oh, so, hold on. This is what I'm talking about. So the Lot Lizard is coming back.
Yeah.
Yes. Holy fucking yes. And look. I want you to do me one favor. I want you to knock Sammy's fucking cigarette out of his mouth.
He won't do that. He won't dare. He won't dare. I'll double dare his ass up this way.
I will. Sammy, you know I will. I did it. I came to New Jersey once. I will do it again. So,
hey, Sammy.
Just be patient. I'm coming.
Sammy. What day you
Sammy,
going to the race?
I just got a text.
What day you going to the race?
Avon. Uh-oh. There you go. Look, the text is right there. He on your
what
ass,
happened,
Sammy.
Huh?
What happened, Avon?
What day you... Where are you going this weekend?
This weekend I'll be at 115 Sharits Road.
You ain't going to U-13 with that fucking that goddamn electric car?
No, sir.
All that
shit. I already told you it's not going to be there, sir. I got to work, sir.
When you tell me that?
To pay, sir. All
right.
I said it that day. I said you get your ass cut on the 29th. That's what I said.
Hey, Sammy.
Oh, here we go. I like this.
Hold on. Hey, Alexa, cut off. What'd you say, Sammy?
I said you get it on the 29th.
Hey, Sammy.
Oh shit.
Now everybody know on live feed, I'm not gonna be there. I told you, my wife getting surgery. And I'm not
going
until she's better.
I'll leave it alone. I didn't hear that part.
She's getting knee surgery on the 25th.
All right.
You keep that energy. You keep that same energy.
I always got that energy, baby.
I'm going to tear your ass up.
Oh,
like
bro,
I did before.
Oh.
At CC. I might come to your race and fuck you up.
That's what I'm talking about, Avon. Do that. Do a bitch, Avon. Do a bitch.
Hey, JB. What you say, Sammy?
He won't dare.
Sammy, did I come to ACO?
Yes, you did.
So what makes you think I won't come to your Long Island or whatever that track is?
You won't take the next lane with me.
Sammy, don't do that. Didn't I take the next lane with you head up with Charlie Brown?
Oh, yeah. At Cecil County, yeah.
Oh, so why wouldn't I take the next lane with you, Sammy?
When you see what's going to be there, you ain't coming.
Hey, Sammy, didn't I lock in with your other turbo car?
Yeah, you're lucky you broke.
Huh? I ain't asked you that. I said, didn't I lock in with you?
Hey, Ron, I know you race.
I locked in with you, so don't say I won't race.
You're not the other special guest on the line. He's scary.
You know damn well.
Hey, Sammy.
Ain't no such thing as scary. My blood, you know that. Huh?
LeRon, get on his ass, LeRon. Don't let him do that.
Hey, Avon, he knows that, man. I wasn't talking about LeRon. My bad, Sammy.
But you're still a weak bitch, and I'll cut your ass, too.
Sammy,
no, he got to keep getting them rental cars first.
There's no rental cars here, baby. Only one person got the rental car. That's it. And he's always
hey,
got
I
the
tell
rental
you,
car.
I tell you one thing. If you want to put Hassan in that goddamn car, I guarantee you I got your motherfucking ass. And we can bet on that.
He got fired on his day off.
Oh, he got fired on his day off. Well, you get in that motherfucker.
I'll get in that bitch.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
I'll be there Friday.
Sammy, y'all got any dates for June up there or in Maryland somewhere?
June? I don't know.
Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
Sure.
Lion, Tigers, and Bears. Bring your folk in.
Y'all gonna have Gordo Black Camaro together and what else I got?
They
got something else too, right?
Ooh.
Getting spicy.
This is what I like.
Matter of fact, let's do this. Let's get Gordo. We could get Gordo. Gordo, we can lock Gordo in for 105. We can lock Little Man in for 105 too. Both of those versus Truck for Lion, Tigers, and Bears.
Woo!
We got to get them on the show then.
Yeah, we got to give me some numbers. Give me a number. Well, somebody text me the number because I don't like, I'm old school. I'd rather somebody text me the number because I don't like reading.
Hey, he just said it, JB. JB, he just said it. He just said the number. He said 105.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know that number, but he said we got to get Gordo on. I need his number. I don't like people reading, Yeah. Hey, Sammy, text me Gordo's number.
I'm texting Gordo now to call. Or you want his number, I'll give you his number.
Yeah, text me his number. Because, I don't know if people, I'm old school. Like, I know, and all this scamming shit going on and all, I had somebody call me today and tell me I don't have health coverage. And I was like, what the fuck?
Good God.
Sammy, text it to me because LeBron is getting spicy. But this is what grudge racing needs. Like, this
man,
won't
LeBron
be hers.
LeBron is getting spicy. It's time to pour some milk on his ass.
Neither one of those cars I called out would do it.
Woo-wee!
Look, I got no oil pressure, so I can't talk.
Bro, sit in the corner until we're done with you.
Oh!
You got his number, JB?
Yeah.
You texted him?
Yeah. Let's see.
So what cars you bringing, LeBron?
The truck Snurdle. Right now. hopefully we have a lot of them back together for it.
He's bringing the Snurdles.
Shit, it went 3-0 when it came to New Jersey. What can I say?
You raised Snurdles.
Well, not all the people.
Yes, sir.
Wait, you didn't go 3-0. Stop fucking lying. You didn't go
3-0.
With the truck, it did go 3-0.
Oh,
I didn't say I went 3-0. The truck went 3-0. I went 5-1.
Oh, okay.
Yo, Sammy, your phone must not have no signal because I'm sitting here. I ain't got no text from you.
It's prepaid.
How can it come in? It says it went to you. It got to you.
It's prepaid.
I'm sitting here looking at my phone right now. I just text you a question mark. All right, hold on. There you go, finally. Here we go.
KD.
No, I got Verizon, motherfucker. I got to get good shit because I work with kids.
I got Verizon, too.
Hold on. I'm gonna call his number, and we're going to see how spicy this man get because you got to watch him. He light-skinned, so them light-skinned people act funny.
You have reached Rosado Development at 973-955-7862. Please leave your name and
number. I didn't want to put his number out there, but damn. But look, he ain't answer the phone, Sam. What's going on?
You know New Jersey scared.
He must be.
Hey, watch your mouth.
You know New Jersey scared.
You sure about that?
Very.
Okay.
Let me try to call him one more time, and I'm gonna hang it up real quick.
It ain't gonna do nothing but send you the same thing on voicemail.
You have reached Rosado Development at 973-955-7862. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back
Sammy,
to you when I can. Thank you.
If you want, Sammy, if you're talking to him, let him know we're trying to get him on.
I texted him.
Okay.
He's in an area with no service.
So,
All right, so hold on. And it was two call-outs there, though. LeBron said the car, and there was somebody else, Sammy. Who else? He said he wanted to get spicy with the Camaro, or there was somebody else.
And the Cougar, he know little man with
so
the
hold up.
Cougar.
I want to see something. I want to see something. Hold on. LeBron, you bringing the truck to Tiger Lions
yeah.
and Tigers and Bears, or are you coming up on the 28th to Cecil with the truck?
The 28th and 29th, he got stuck with the family, so he's not going to be there. But I will be at Cecil the 28th for Craig and Mike Round Race.
All right. So is the truck going to be there?
No.
Okay. So I might have to, when the date gets closer, I might have to lock your ass in with the truck.
Well, when it gets closer, then just tap my shoulder.
I'll tap your shoulder. Fuck it. I'll bring Baby Crazy or something. Fuck you up.
Okay, as long as you small block 23 degree, I don't give a fuck about you.
I don't have a 23. I got a 20 degree.
Well, yeah, what? Any two cars, great.
See, that's how much you know about cars. A 20 degree is like a 23 for a Chevy.
It's still a car, ain't it? I just said any two cars can race, right?
All right, heads up. Here we go.
I ain't say all that.
It's a 20 degree head, just like a 23. A Ford is a 20,
okay.
20 and a Ford. It's the same standard degree head. Huh?
So tap me when you're ready.
I'm tapping you right now. Fuck it. I want to lock in right now. I'm sick
small,
of you.
You small block on one?
Yes.
All right, we can lock in. When you want to do it?
Full interior and everything.
In June?
Yes.
Okay. What day?
Whatever day you want. On a Saturday? All right,
we can do Thursday, Lion Tiger the Bears off the trailer.
Saturday? I'm saying Saturday.
Thursday.
I don't race weekday. I don't work. I work on weekdays.
It'd be too crowded. It'd be too crowded. I like to get my race up early.
Huh?
We can do Thursday.
No, I got some juice over there. Don't worry about it.
I got you stuttering now. I said Thursday off the trailer.
I got juice over there. Don't worry about it. Saturday.
We can do off the trailer for 2000.
You know what? Fuck you.
Your recording has reached the maximum length.
To
replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4.
You said what, Sammy?
We could do it on any regular day. We don't have to be. It don't have to be an event. Fuck you if you're worried about crowds.
But, you know, I still got to travel way further than you. That's the thing.
No, I'll meet you halfway.
Okay. Halfway is
I'll meet you halfway.
Somewhere in South
halfway.
Carolina, North Carolina.
I can meet you in Virginia.
Virginia
that's
is
halfway.
10 hours from me.
Huh?
Virginia
is about
10 hours
from
me.
Virginia is about 10 hours from me.
You're a damn lie. You're a damn lie. I do New York to Georgia twice a week. You're a damn lie.
I'm worried about my license. I drive nice and easy.
Hey, Sammy, not to get off subject, anybody heard how Long Island Joe doing?
I spoke to him today.
He's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's doing good. He's doing good. Still
that's
alive,
good.
But
that's
he's doing good.
Good.
He's
man.
He's fighting. He's a fighter. But he's up. He's talking now. He's up. He's back to normal.
Good.
Not back to normal, but you know what I mean. He's doing good. No,
that's
we got
really good,
Lauren,
man.
Got
I mean,
good,
yeah, you.
I need some LaRon. I need some of LaRon.
I know. I bring the action back. It's been mighty quiet. I bring it back.
You know. I cut you loose a couple last year. I need to get you this year. I need to get your ass this year.
So, LeBron, let me ask you a question.
What's up, Avon?
What car are you bringing to Lion, Tigers, and Bears on Saturday?
It's too busy. He's not
like I said, we're going to try to have Lotlizer back. together about a lot of times there. But as of right now, just the truck.
You want to do something with the truck?
Yeah, I take all three.
No, I was talking about my other
He's talking about my grandma.
My nitrous car.
You talking about grandma?
No.
No, he got a nitrous car now. See? Yeah.
You smell about 23 degrees?
I don't know that language.
You might got a pro mod then.
It's a small block, but I don't know the rest of that shit
these,
is.
See, you got these pro mods. See, this little truck is a little truck. I mean, we could, we could try some.
Well, we could definitely try some. Let me make sure. I mean, if you want to do it on a Thursday or something like that, let me make sure my people's coming. And we ain't got to wait till Saturday.
Okay.
I just got to make sure they going to be there. That's all.
Okay.
Book me for Saturday. If you have room for me Saturday, book me for Saturday.
Okay. Off the trailer.
Off the trailer, I have no problem.
I don't like the test. I don't mind. Off the trailer.
You can raise me off the trailer all you want. I don't care.
Okay.
That doesn't bother
That's
me.
That's fine. Can we lock in right now, please? Yeah. We both gonna drive to the track. You on 28?
Yes, sir. So, no, 275.
Same thing. Off the trailer for 2,000 on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I got a 20-degree. You got a 23-degree.
On one gun.
One power.
One gun apiece.
One power out of each.
Small block, nitrous apiece on 275.
Small block, one power added.
Your power added is nitrous.
I didn't say it was nitrous now.
Well, I did. That's what we're gonna lock in. We're gonna lock in nitrous.
Not all of a sudden nitrous came in.
You know what, Sammy? I don't care. I run your turbo car.
Wow. I like that.
That's what I say.
That was spicy. And that was real spicy.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a calm spicy. It was a mild spicy.
That's my little brother. But look, that's where it comes to two people that really just understand, hey, man, we going to be at the track together. Ain't no use in us sitting there looking at each other. Let's get busy.
Yeah. That's what me and Avon did, but, Avon taught me something.
You ducked Avon.
Avon, did I duck you, Avon?
Avon say you
no,
ducked
he,
him.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
I didn't duck
I told
Avon.
Everybody already.
Told
he sent me.
There's a difference between ducking him. I didn't avoid Avon at all. I told him. When I seen Avon, he said, when we going to run? I said, Avon, I'm going to do this, and then we going to run.
Yep. And he did
you
it.
Did this. You
and
did
then
this,
we
this,
ran
this,
out of town.
And then we ran out of town.
Yep.
Avon, you just paid all his deposits and cut his ass.
I ain't even gonna lie, Sammy. I couldn't. I wasn't paying him deposits. He had 1 on 10, 2 on 5. He got all kinds of shit.
And Lamont, I got somebody that want to talk with you. I just opened his mic. He light skinned and his mouth nasty. And he always be saying, hey, man, I got to find out something. We got to find out something. He light skin, bro. He light skin.
Hey, do he got a trans break button?
I don't think
man,
he ever
sit
go
your
on it, bro.
Ass down.
Oh, shit.
What's the problem?
Is that what?
What seems to be the problem?
Well, what?
Well, they told me to get on the show. What seemed to be the fucking problem?
Is that my girl, Gordo? Let's lock in for Lion Tiger.
What's up, sweet pea?
Let's lock in for Lion Tiger and Bears with the Camaro.
With the truck?
Yes, sir.
Lock in. What date?
We can get one on five or better.
A 1,000 on five or better?
Yeah.
Head up, 400 pro three, me and you.
Me and you, small block 23, one gun a piece.
Man, you sipping guns and shit. I ain't doing all that.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Because it's you, you can have five on it. I don't care.
That's what I want you to say. But we got to do it on Saturday because I'm not going to be there Friday.
Long as you get in there, long as you driving, I don't care if y'all got six guns on them.
Motherfucker, it's going to be me and you. It's going to be me and you, motherfucker.
All right, so call me in the morning. We'll get Steph on the phone. We'll send Steph our DP, and we can lock it in for Saturday.
You got it, man. Listen, don't stop at five. Don't stop at five.
Listen, it's five or better. How many shakedowns do you need?
I only need one.
Because I'll go clean off the trailer on your motherfucking ass.
We ain't going to do all that because I ain't doing all that.
I thought so. I was going to show your ass something. If you going to tell me, I'll bet on the gap.
Oh,
you listen.
Where's that Nova?
You
go off the trailer
with me, I'll bet on the gap.
What y'all want to do with that Nova and Charlie Brown?
Which Nova?
That fucking lot, lizard. That tin can you got.
It ain't done yet. When it come back out, I don't give a fuck about Charlie Brown.
Man, what else y'all got that sit like Charlie Brown?
That white Malibu.
You told a lie.
You told a motherfucking lie.
You told a lie. I run that Malibu heads up.
And we can lock, and I'm going to get him on the phone. We can lock in 2 on 20 for that one.
Motherfucker, you can lock in for 100. I don't give a damn. I'll run him head up.
Okay. So when you call Steph in the morning, you're running white Malibu head up, gas to gas, 2 on 20.
Yes, I will. Head up, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Head up, gas to gas, 2 on 20.
Two. Okay.
Don't call Steph.
7 o'clock, I'm fucking calling you. If you don't call me by 7 o'clock, I'm calling you.
Call Steph right now.
That old man sleep.
Hey,
my
we can get
sleep.
Y'all need to get Steph in there.
Yeah, you need to get
my
Steph. Granddad, because
my granddad, sleep.
Yo, can we get?
Hold
on. Can I get some action with that white Malibu too?
What car?
Say you don't give a fuck about my turbo car, so fuck it, I'll try it.
I gotta ask him if he runs. So I know he'll fuck up Charlie Brown, so I don't give a fuck about that.
I want to try my all steel glass turbo car. I don't give a fuck about him.
I might
be a little froggy too, and I might offer him the back tire. That's how froggy I feel about that.
You might take it.
Oh.
I'll take 1 out of 10. We could lock that shit in tomorrow.
Like I said, I don't know if he's running a turbo car.
No,
you ain't wake me up. I'll give him a good shower.
Boy, I cut the lady grass in here. Oh, no. Hey, Sammy.
Yes.
Hey, Sammy. Send me Uncle Steph's number, because I don't have it in this car.
I can't buy your house. I can't keep your truck, so I kept it on ride. Yeah.
I thought I'd tell you to drop it off. I didn't look up there.
Alright,
Devin
said you're supposed
to
be getting
over
him.
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, alright.
Yeah. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to try to get Steph. Once you send me that number, I'm going to try to get Steph
on him. In the morning.
Alright, let's see. Let's see.
Alright.
Here we go.
Alright, see it. God dang. All right, then.
I don't know what's going on, but something ain't good. All right, let's see if we can get off air.
Look like we gonna be able to get him tonight. He might be tired right now. He might be tired there.
Granddad in the bed.
Yeah, old head tired.
Yeah, granddad in the bed. You got to call granddad in the morning. He cut hair at 4:30.
Yeah, I text him, but I don't think he gonna get on, but I definitely went. Lord have mercy. So is this the Milwaukee truck versus what Gordo coming with? With the Camaro.
Okay. Yeah, it's called POS.
Oh shit. So Sammy, LeRon said he gonna get in your pockets, bro.
If he bet
with Gordo, I'm definitely gonna get his pockets.
I'm betting with Gordo, and I'm betting on my OCO glass car. What's up?
Listen, I'm gonna say it again. I'm not sure if he will run your turbo car, so I can't say luck. But I know I'm 99.9% sure he will run over Gordo, so I know to lock that in.
Okay.
So
when
I can't
you find
say
out,
yeah,
let me know.
If
can
I'm
you
not
call
sure
him right
around a turbo car, I just called him. That's what I was on the
what
other phone with. He said, make sure I lock Gordo in, but I did forget about your turbo car. So when you call me back, I will mention it.
You did it on purpose. You forgot it because you're scared.
Nah, I really didn't. I ain't think about your car because you just be talking sometimes.
I locked that shit in. 1 on 10, no problem with me.
I don't know about a turbo car, but I will find out just for you. I have no problem asking. All that he can do is say no.
Yeah, that's true. It's gonna be a no anyway.
But to run over Gordo, we definitely do that 2-1-20 instead.
Gordo, you let him talk to you like that, Gordo?
I think he dropped. I think his phone.
He ain't dropped. He hung up. He knew what the fuck going on. He was just playing. He didn't mean what he said to me.
Nah, he's been having... He's in an area with no service. Man, I can't sleep until LeRon finds out for me.
Well, you stay your ass up then.
I'm going to stay my ass up until I get that phone call. Now I'm excited.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What a little small block on nitrous or steel glass get from the Malibu.
You said what?
What a little small block with nitrous will get from the Malibu.
All steel or glass?
All steel or glass.
I don't know. What's on your mind?
One gun. I'll stick myself.
What's
one
on your
gun.
Mind?
I don't know.
Okay. When you figure it out, I deliver the message.
Make me, you know what? I'll take the stage of the front tire.
friend, you want head up?
I'll take the stage with the front tire.
Head up. Nah, stage with the bumper. Don't stage with the front tire. I don't know, Sammy. You got so many mystery cars. I don't know what ghost car you talking about.
Ain't no mystery car.
I never seen it. I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't.
Shoot, it's not even finished yet.
It ain't me to jump out the window. You know, I jump out the window and shit. I don't care, but.
Oh, okay. I don't really want you. I just want the milkman.
Hey, he's coming.
Sammy?
He's coming.
Yeah.
The milkman coming to run over y'all again.
I don't want to see that.
Hey, Avon, I'm calling that number. Tell him to answer.
All right.
What happened, Avon?
Avon wants to get somebody. He said he wants to call a friend. Avon wants to phone a friend, Jimmy.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hey, is this, now I play pool every once in a while, but is this the 8-ball?
You got to watch out for that 8-ball, because that motherfucker will jump up off that table and bite you on your ass. That's what that motherfucker will do. And after it bites you on your ass, it'll fall right down on top of that cue ball and you'll fucking scratch before you even knew what happened to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, are you praying for help already? Wait a second. You just dialed my number. You asked me a question, and you're already praying for help. If you're nervous, go to Sunday service, is what Freddie says.
Listen to you. Oh,
he's nasty, boy.
No, I'm in a good mood tonight, Freddie. Look, I went out and ate me some sushi. I'm wearing my clean clothes and my white sneakers, like my fresh sneakers. I'm mad. Look, shit, I'm like a brand new blue face. You going to get me tomorrow night anyway.
Wow, what's up?
Not a lot. How's everybody tonight?
It sound like
Avon
got him a little quarter pocket tonight.
No, I sent her home. I've got some peace and quiet tonight. How about that? I got some peace and quiet tonight. So what's happening with you guys? Anybody getting busy,
like,
or they just talking about it?
Yeah. No, it looks like we're about to lock a race in. Sammy, I'm about to call Steph. He said he wants to get in.
All right, hold on. Let me see if Avis rental car is still open. Hold on. Let me check. No, they're closed. Y'all are safe tonight. They're closed. Y'all are safe tonight.
Yo!
Yo.
Where y'all get this dude from, bro?
Yo.
I'm the best kept secret of the Eastern Shore, ain't I, Avon?
God damn.
You probably know who I am.
Oh my God. They call you 8-Ball. See,
that,
you know.
No, they call me the chairman of the motherfucking board. That's who I am.
Okay, well, look. Let me get the best DP man. One of the best DP men in the world in here. Here we go.
New.
None other than Uncle Steph,
I need you. What's up, baby?
Uncle Steph, they're trying to put me in a trick bag, I think, brother.
No, it ain't for you, A-Ball.
Oh, okay.
It ain't for you, A-Ball. Now, Uncle Steph, I got LaRon on here with the bull rocket truck, and Sammy, you standing in for post-op, or what are you going to do?
And Gordo for that fucking black Camaro.
And Gordo black Camaro.
I just texted Gordo back on. I just texted Gordo to come back on.
Steph, Gordo said he's coming. We know how the Camaro sit, and you know how the truck sit. Gordo, one shakedown a piece, 1-on-5 or better, both small blocks on nitrous.
Okay. That's nice and simple.
Yeah. I'm waiting for him to get back so we can do
He's on an important phone call right now.
The Malibu versus Charlie Horse.
He's on
an important
phone. He just texted me. He just texted me.
Oh.
He's on an important phone call.
Hey, LaRon, I got a question. I want to clarify something. You said or better, right?
Yes, sir. 5,000 or better. Was going up Black Camaro with the truck.
$1,000
on it.
Oh. Hey, Rob.
Oh, go back.
Rob,
go back. Go back.
Away, Rob. Rob, you might
I'm sorry.
Hey,
never mind. I'm sorry.
Hey, go back. Kentucky built up another car. What's child support? I'm trying to find out. What's child support?
Who got child support? Who car got child support?
You said a Malibu and another Malibu and Sammy. Charlie Brown.
That car Charlie Brown, that wagon.
Oh. Oh, okay.
The wagon versus Milkman. I like that. I'm waiting on Gordo to come back in here to make sure that they both come big blocks of peace on gas.
He just texted me. He'll call tomorrow and lock both of them in.
Okay.
You see, I ain't the hold up, Duke.
My bad, son. My bad.
You
the hold up, Duke.
I bet you Gordo ducked running the bushes. Hey, I like this. See, I like, hey, Steph, while I do got you on here, can you please give the listeners, because I be having a lot of old heads that they don't come to the track. They come to the track, but they don't got Facebook. They old, Duke, so, you know, they don't do the whole Facebook. They don't. Can you give us a rundown of Mike Brown race?
Mike Brown's race? Which one? The one he has coming up?
The one he has coming up. Give us a rundown so people can know what's going on, what y'all got going on, if there's any locked in races, the date. Give us, you know, because that sounds like it's going to be a go.
I know the big race they got is OG Bobby versus Gordo. Gordo's wagon. I'm holding the pot tonight. That's 1 on 10 and better.
I got OG Bobby next weekend on the 29th for a bag. I can't talk about it because we won't go talk about it, but I'm going to fuck OG Bobby up. I'm going to send his ass back to New Jersey looking for toll money. Did you hear me? That black drug gonna drag his ass so bad he ain't never gonna forget my name.
Ain't you giving him a spot though?
I gave a big block nitrous car with my little stock block S10 on nitrous a break.
You ain't
afraid?
You're next.
Hey, that's 8 ball, Steph. That's 8 ball.
Do I sound it? My little Steph, you know better than that. Yeah, my bad. I got you, Steph. All right, I love you, brother. I love you, brother. I know we old and slow, ain't we, Steph? I think they were talking about us, but we got Facebook. But we got Facebook, so we ain't that slow.
We ain't that slow. We ain't that fucking slow.
We old, but we ain't that slow. I ain't as old as Avon.
If Steph goes to Facebook jail again, he's gonna be jumping off the Verrazano Bridge.
Now that's you, Sammy. I spotted you. I come up here all the time. You remember me talking all that shit last fall? Every time I go past the Verrazano Bridge, I look over there and look to make sure you ain't getting ready to jump off it, thinking about a 302 boy.
There's no need. Nah, I'm never worried about 302 boys. Come on, you know better than that, Rob.
Oh yeah, that's why you ain't been back. You coming this weekend?
Nah, I gotta work.
He better not.
He's scared. So did you hear that, Avon? He said he won't freight no 302 boy. I said, are you coming this weekend? He said, no, I gotta work. What did you hear, Avon?
Hey, you heard what I said. He better not come over there.
I know. That's what I heard too. He knows. Sammy's old too, but he's smart.
Look. I'm gonna tell you something, both of you. When I do come up,
Do I have to listen, or can you just tell it to me?
I do come up.
I don't want
to
hear
it. When, right. Avon, when they lock in. This is what I want to do when I get older.
Hey,
Rob. That's what I want to hear.
Rob, let me ask you a question, Rob. How many races you had so far this year?
Actually, I miscounted. I said 23 last night. I was thinking at it this morning. It's actually, as of Saturday afternoon, it'll be 24 plus whatever I lock in at the racetrack.
Okay.
24 races
and
this year.
And I'm about there with you, right?
Yes,
so
absolutely you are.
That oil pressure.
We got oil pressure,
oh,
don't we, Avon?
Yes, sir.
Sammy, I know you're not going. They talking reckless,
Sammy.
JB,
you know why I got to talk to Sammy like that? You know why?
Because
Sammy a cool cat. Sammy old school. He cool. But Sammy jumped on me last night for no reason.
What'd I do? Go to bed early, Avon?
Yeah, he jumped on me with the electric car against Grandma. And then,
to make it worse,
he said he was going to put her son in the car.
Oh, my God. Avon. Avon, can I ask you a question, Avon? What do you do when a man disrespects you like that?
You lock him the fuck in.
Avon.
And go to his ass. That's right.
Avon.
Now, I have another question.
Come on, Avon.
Did you skip a battery charge percentage?
No.
I don't understand that shit. You know what I understand? Nitrous and fucking fuel, gasoline. I don't understand that electric shit.
Avon, speak to
Oh, no. You know what he was talking about? You know what he was talking about? He was talking the power wheel shootout. That's what he was talking about, Avon. Had to have been.
Rob, cut your shit, Rob, because you'll be the first one. You keep talking like that. Well, my small brother,
I gotta work.
Car,
I gotta work.
I wanna see.
I gotta work.
See you come. No, I'm gonna catch you at the track.
I gotta work.
I'm not locking.
I gotta work.
But
I gotta work.
Avon, did I jump on you? Did I draw on you? Or Hassan drew on you?
Well, you opened the mic and Hassan took over.
Yeah, no. You know, you don't get what I'm saying. Who I was drawing on?
I couldn't hear you, Sammy. Say it again.
Who was I drawing on? Wasn't you. You know what? You can call Fred right now and he'll tell you. You
Sammy,
stuck your nose
on, Sammy. I was in and out. I heard Grandma.
No, that's when, what's his name? That's when Special K said that. The manager said that.
You said if I give him everything in drag racing.
But before that happened, you jumped and stuck your nose into it. I was trying to get somebody else.
Oh, see, I wasn't on the show. That's what I said. I was doing a couple things.
No, Avon, you jumped real quick, Avon. Stop that shit,
well,
Avon.
Look, at the end of the day, as Rob say, at the end of the day, I say what I say, and I'll lock him in.
Plain and simple.
Now, my question for you, Avon, would you do it first thing in the morning, not the end of the day?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I have a question for Sammy now that he's led me down a long road going to nowhere. Because ain't nothing locked. Can I ask you a question, Sam?
Yeah, talk to me.
Oh, shit. Sam.
Who are you looking for? Put a name on it, because I have demanded and commanded, as chairman of the motherfucking board, that 2022 be put a name on it year.
For what day?
So put a name on who you were looking for.
For the 29th? That's who I was looking for, somebody on the 29th.
Who? Put a name on it. Don't be scared, Sammy.
His name is A-Ball. What do you want to do?
Ooh.
Run over your ass. Because I already said I got a race line getting locked.
I don't even know his fucking name. See, EJ.
Has a nurse come by? Has a nurse come by your room tonight, Sammy?
EJ. That's who?
Oh, who?
EJ, that's
who?
His name? EJ?
I don't know that guy.
Oh, man, he was on EJ.
Were you on EJ? Well, I'll bet on your pot on that one, Sammy.
Huh?
Did I confuse you? Has a nurse been by?
Nah, but you see, Rob, you're not listening, Rob. But you want to know?
Are you not listening? I said I'm betting with you on that one.
Oh, stop it. He's part of your crew.
He is not part of my crew.
No, they're not.
Don't get it twisted. He's not.
They're not saying
I got him logged in for tomorrow night, and the word on the street is he going to pay me a punk out because of his skirt.
No.
Yes. Ooh.
Oh,
hey, Avon, you want to put a side bet on that?
He
Avon, you want to
so
put a bet on that? You want to put a bet on that? Do you think EJ going to go or not?
I think EJ going to go.
All right. You want to put $100 on it?
No.
A gentleman's bet? Okay.
So you got, wait, Rob, you got a box here for tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
How about this new
pot,
Sammy? See, I'm trying to be your friend, Sammy. See, I love you, Sammy. I got nothing but love for you, Sammy.
Rob. See,
but just make sure you get with that nurse so she gets your medication to you before you go to sleep.
Yeah, no, my medication, I just took it now. But see, I was trying to get him, and Avon thought I was talking about him or some shit, and he jumped all over me. So I was on the show.
Okay, well, I was on the show when that happened, and your son, the manager, Special K, Hassan, Eric, whatever the fuck he's going by today, jumped all in Avon's ass.
But you heard.
He jumped all over me.
I'm not the one who.
That's a fact, Avon.
Look,
Avon, we might get in the paint and go to war, but at the end of the day, I'm going to tell the fucking truth. Right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't got no reason to lie about it.
No.
Why lie?
Rob, you told the truth.
I did. You just saying that because I told you I'd put money in your pot.
Avon said, I jumped all over him. I didn't jump on Avon.
Sammy,
you said you put him in the car.
You said you was putting him in the car. But everything is drag racing.
Facts.
And then he took over.
Facts.
So if you gave him an open...
Listen, hear me out.
If you gave him permission to drive your car, you are a part of the situation.
Oh, understandable. But what did I say? What did I say after that?
You said bet 5K. That's what I heard.
I heard
bet 5K.
I was talking to
EJ,
not you.
Oh,
Since I'm the middleman in this conversation in the neutral party, I heard one party say locked.
Thank you.
You like to know what party that was?
Damn. Yeah.
Thank you.
Who said the lock? Who said lock?
You said
Avon.
That shit just like Sam.
Avon. Was I going at Avon?
Hey, that's why y'all need
Avon
to get on the show and stop hiding behind the computer.
No, Avon, you got to open. See, who said that?
No, Avon, you know what? No, Avon, it's better than that. They got to stop hiding behind the computer, and they got to stop hiding behind these call-in shows and get their ass to the racetrack.
Yes.
Are you going to be at US 13 this weekend, Avon?
Yeah, I got two races locked in with you.
I know. Guess where I'm going to be this weekend?
Where are we going to be at the racetrack? 13.
Yeah, because I got races locked in with you. Guess where Sammy going to be.
I'm going to be making that money.
I'm going to be making money, too, on my town.
Shit. We'll see when Grandma Grandma going to turn it to try me or something.
Hold up. Is Grandma getting retired this weekend? Good.
Yes.
He might.
Because you know what?
I retire
them old motherfuckers. I retired Bruce Styles last time I was US 13.
Hey, look. Hold up.
I
first
did.
Of all, Hey, Paul, first of all, you brought her out of retirement. I told you no.
You did. That's a fact. True story. Facts.
Exactly. I brought her out of retirement because of you, because your mouth was bad.
I know. My mouth was bad. Actually, it wasn't too bad that day. I was just trying to lay this. I was trying to lay the long con on you.
Hey.
Now.
Hey, JB.
You?
I ain't gonna lie, this motherfucker's a bad motherfucker. This motherfucker giving odds. Tell him give me them 9-1 odds. I'll race you.
Rob,
no.
Red
Rock. Red Rock
name.
Red Rock name.
Bob. Who you gave those 9-1 odds to?
Pussy Mills.
I would have took those odds on my small car. I would have took those odds on my small car.
I would have too. I mean, look, seriously. He said, so what does that mean? I said 300.
I would have ran down the track for those odds.
Man, I would have tried you on my bicycle because you know what? Anything could happen.
Exactly.
You know? Look at our races last time, Avon. Look, was I betting on you jumping out the beams on Grandma race? Nope. But it happened.
Nope.
Look, were you betting on me kicking tires?
Nope.
Because my truck is consistent, ain't it?
Exactly.
Guess what happened?
Kick tires.
Look, JB.
So, JB, just in case you don't know. Hold on, Sammy, one second.
Go ahead.
Me and Rob locked in, off the trailer, first pair down, both cars, two separate
both
days.
Cars.
He
yep.
giving Grandma the heads, first time it was all three, wasn't it all three, Rob, or was it 1-1?
No, I gave you the 1-1.
He gave Grandma the
1-1. Not that New Jersey 1-1 bullshit,
or
New York
1-1.
It was the real
1-1. 1-1, stop that shit.
And then I gave him all three with Try Me, right?
Facts.
So we won and won. He won, I won, right?
Right.
So he didn't like the race. I didn't like the race. And we said, well, fuck it. Let's do it again.
That's right.
And the only thing that changed, he gave Grandma the break this time. Mm-hmm. He gave me the break.
And really, Avon, And Avon, I think that's a fair race. I really do. I think. You know, I don't know what your car runs, but I got to, you know how it is. We all do math.
Right.
I think that's a good race. If we both get off, it's going to be a damn good race.
I think it's going to be a damn good race
Saturday morning. And either way, we leveled the playing field. No matter which way you look at it, the playing field is very level because we're first pair down the track Friday. We're first pair down the track Saturday. Who the fuck does that shit 2 days in a row?
Nobody.
Exactly.
But
A-Ball. And Avon.
And Try Me and Grandma.
Right. You know, A-Ball and Avon.
Because
this is my theory on it, Avon. This is my theory on it, Avon. You got a good grip on your program. Guess what? You're going to make that car go A to B.
Yeah.
If you're good at what you do, you're going to be able to read that racetrack and run that racetrack. See, I ain't running you, Avon. I'm running that racetrack that day. And I'm going to lay down the best pass I can lay down on both of those fucking days. But you do have an advantage.
And one of them is in the heat, and one of them is in the cool. Yes,
that's right.
Sammy.
Yep,
now,
that's right.
Now listen to this, JB. Listen to this. You want to hear dumb?
See, Sammy, we're trying to teach you how to have a pair of balls.
You know how dumb Rob is? He offered.
How dumb is Rob?
1-9 odds. Right? $300. Right? $300. Right?
His 300 to my
2700 or something like that.
Yep.
2700 or some shit like that.
That's
JB,
what it was.
Yep.
Ask you some questions.
And I gave him wait, Sammy. You're not Sammy. And I gave him everything in drag racing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now.
Damn sure did.
Now.
Facts.
Now, JB, would you try that shit?
That's a lot, man.
JB, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like somebody just said, I heard somebody say, I would have tried it with my bicycle.
So
you ain't lying.
Like,
I ain't going to lie. I'm telling you now, If that motherfucker did that to me, shit. And I only gonna lose 300. I had 300. 300 is nothing to lose. I just went out there. Fuck that.
So the other side of the. So let me complete the story. He's in the lanes, right, with another man behind him. And we walked over and said, are you ready to race this man? He said, yes, I am, and he was putting his suit on. And the man walked over to him and handed him three $100 bills and said, there you go, I'm paying you punk out. I said, I could have my truck here in 5 minutes.
I would have handed,
and he said,
handed,
no.
I would have handed that money to Postock Joe and went.
Exactly. So would I. Fuck it. Fuck how it turned out, Avon. That's like,
hey,
that's
so
like
Gordo getting back on
like,
the show.
Where's Gordo at?
Huh?
No,
hey, Gordo left.
Where's Cap?
No,
Gordo's on the
Gordo phone. Gordo left.
Gordo's on the phone.
Yeah, he just texted me. He just texted me saying he getting with Steph and LeBron in the morning.
You tell that motherfucker.
LeBron, you scared him away
right now. LeBron.
Fuck LeBron.
You scared him away.
LeBron gone too. He had to get off.
Oh, so what I heard is one's scared and the other one's glad of it.
Hey, you know what happened? See, I'm going to tell you what happened. 8-Ball got on here and made both of them leave.
I think so.
Damn. 8-Ball just made them hit the trans-break button on their self?
I have a way with people.
Hey, I thought 8-Ball was going to lock somebody in. LeBron did ran off.
He did.
Yeah. Matter of fact, that would be a good race. Bowie and 8-Ball.
Blocking.
That would be a good race.
That would be a good race.
The way that truck was running, yeah. I'm not opposed to it. I like LeBron. I think LeBron's a decent. Yeah, he's a good racer. He's a good drag racer. Good driver. And I'm not a bullshit artist, and I don't ask for shit that I don't think I need. You know, everybody knows I'm a straight guy when it comes to that. I think Brady would make a neat race. And the reason I stay that is because I'm stock bought. I'd lock that in.
So, JB, who else you got coming on the show today?
Well, see, I had a few people that couldn't get on today. Like, you know, I was hoping that we would get to the bottom of that four car. I think they got three. I think they're waiting on four more for that four car small block shootout. Cause I gotta see that happen. I gotta see it.
Which
shootout are you talking about?
JB, it's not going to happen.
He's talking about Cassius Clay.
It's not
going to
happen.
Is Top Notch locked in?
It's Top Notch. So far it's Top Notch, Brian, and Cassius Clay, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
If it's that Ryan Tiger Bears, I don't think Cannibal go there.
No, it ain't.
Cannibal will not go there.
Aren't they trying to get it at they're trying to get it at 410 race.
Oh, at Bridge Wars.
Bridge Wars.
Oh, shit.
So that's at the creek.
That's August 2nd.
Yeah.
Who did I try to lock in August 2nd? Oh, Buckwheat. I offered Buckwheat heads up. 3-10, and he declined for Bridge Wars.
Good God Almighty.
I did it.
Hey, Sammy.
Yo.
I'm going to tell you, as frisky as this dude Rob Weber sound, he sound like a young version of your driver. You look
man.
Like him too. You look like a young version of Billy C, bro.
Rob is good for the game. I'm telling you right now, Rob is good for the game.
He is. Because he will race.
For the game.
I got it. I like this dude. He will fucking race.
He races.
And
He don't
his
give
name
a fuck.
And he calls himself a bull. I like it.
Yeah.
Hey, JB, guess what? Hey, Rob, how many turbo cars you racing?
Oh my
this
God,
weekend.
This weekend?
This
okay,
weekend.
I got five. All right, this weekend I got five locked-in races, and I'm racing three turbo cars out of the five.
And you ain't scared of none of them.
I ain't scared of none of them.
You're
nasty. Well, what did I say when you offered me the two races back, Avon?
Lock. But
yeah,
not
only
that, we need more
this
people
Papa
to take a gamble, you know what I mean?
Smurf, this Papa Smurf over here is nasty.
Hey,
you know, Avon, for me, I mean, the reality is this with you know, my setup, and I mean, I know what my setup is. I tell everybody I'm stock block street truck. I drive it up and down the road sometimes. I don't drive it like you do, Avon, because I'm nitrous, you're turbo. You know, there's a definite difference. But, you know, I'm tagged, insured, stereo, full dash, everything. There's no weight reduction at all in my truck. And you know what? I just figured some shit out. And, you know, it works. So, fuck it. It's a gamble. And you know what? You ain't got to bet that 5 on 10. You know? You ain't got to bet that big bag all the time. You know, I'll run anybody for $500 to $1,000 because you know why? Because you ain't going to find out till you find out.
That's a good report.
Hey, Sammy, this is the problem. I found out the problem. You remember when you had those... We brought up the talk about the honey, the natural honey?
Yeah.
Rob Weather stole Fat Albert's box of honey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Rob, you can't
yeah.
do that to Fat Albert. You could.
Fat
There's
Albert's
no way.
My
nah,
boy, man.
Nah, he didn't do
Look,
it to Fat
so,
Albert. Nah, he didn't do it.
So
he
last year, I'm going to tell you a story about Fat Albert, right? So last year, year before, we were down at Custom Tees, and I'm just being quiet, right? I'm sizing up the game, you know? And me and Marcus are standing there talking shit to Fat Albert about Sweet and Low. And Fat Albert said, put him in the car. He can't drive. And Fat Albert said, Marcus told him, that's what you don't want. And Fat Albert looked at him like, wait a second. So Fat Albert called me about a month ago, and he said, Rob, I know what he meant now. Hmm. Hmm? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rob Weber. Lord have mercy.
That's right.
Sammy, again. And this is why I will say it straight to his face. This is why I say it. There are people that's great for the game that don't get talked about like the other so-called, oh, yeah, yo, he's got a million fucking followers. He fucking, where, you know, this. I like the motherfuckers. See, I like racing. I don't give a fuck if two motherfuckers race for like, oh, yeah, look, hey, we're going to race for a steak dinner and $1,000. Racing is racing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some things I won't do. Well, number one, I won't race just for the hell of it. I will not race for fun. I won't do it.
Stop it, Rob. I know where you're going with this. Stop it. Stop it, Rob.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere, Avon. I'm just being subliminal. I will not race for fun. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, the 30 minutes before we get into Deems, me and Avon probably going to be at each other tomorrow. You know why? Because that's competition. That's what it is. You know, I want to fuck Avon up. I like Avon. I like that Nana Pudding even more. But anyways, I want to fuck him up just as bad as he wants to fuck me up. And as long as we keep the business and the personal shit separate, we're good. I ride.
Well,
and that's
what it is. Rob.
That's a fact.
If you fuck them up in both races, guess what's going to happen?
I'm waiting on you and rental cars.
Yeah, my rental cars are coming soon. I changed the name of one of the cars.
You can lock in on that. Rental cars.
I named the new car when it's done. It's going to call, the name is Hertz. I named it Hurt.
You know what you ought to call it? You know what you ought to call it?
Or Avis?
No, call it Two Ball. Eight Ball's Baby.
Oh, shit, Two Ball?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Rob? I like you. I like you, but I'll name it Two Ball when you line up with it and beat it.
Can I rent a car?
It's not a rental car. It's fully paid for and it's almost finished.
Okay. Oh, see, there we go, Avon. That's the problem with credit racing right now. That's the problem with credit racing, Avon. You know where I'm going with this one?
I'm listening.
When almost ain't finished.
It's almost finished. And JB knows how I roll. When I say it's coming, it's coming. Am I right or wrong, JB?
I
will put a deposit up on it right now.
Now he will do that. He will do that.
But you know what I found out about them Jersey boys, Avon? This is another observation I have about these Jersey boys. They'll put deposits on anything and they will pay them deposits. They will pay their deposits.
Maybe the New Jersey boys. I don't know about the New York boys.
They will pay them deposits.
Rob Weber is a nasty motherfucker. Yo.
Rob Weber is black, bro.
I know you coming to Corners Nationals. How can we do something off the trailer August 27th? We can lock it in right now. And guess
what?
They don't have
Sammy,
to. Don't have to
Sammy,
no,
Sammy.
No, listen. It doesn't have to be a deposit. It could be the whole pot.
Well, my word's good, Sammy, just like your word's good. I trust
no,
you.
No, but I'm saying, I'm not talking about 100, 200, 300. Let's make it the pot. If
okay,
I pay,
well,
I'm paying you the pot.
Hey, Sammy.
Let me see the car.
Sammy. He would do that too, man. He would do that too, Sammy. Because we locked the whole pot in.
JB
we
did.
Rob good.
Yeah, I know. No, Rob is good. I know he's good.
Yeah.
I know Rob is good.
If you fish,
JB knows the car.
You're not going to catch it.
JB, you know the 4i Mustang?
I know the 4i car, Sammy.
Talking about your little black car. What you gonna give me?
Yes.
Cause that car's fast, Sammy. That's a pretty car. I'm gonna get man. I like that car.
She just got a chance
to look at it, and it is pretty as shit. I like that car.
Oh no, that's the turbo car. That's the hatchback. No, I'm talking about my nitrous car.
Okay.
That other one, the hatchback.
That's what August 27th.
Yeah, Maple Grove. I know you're gonna be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
All right.
I'm just doing some third grade math. Okay.
I'm going to try. I'm not going to throw the turbo car at you, but I'll throw the nitrous car, small block nitrous
car. Oh, shit,
car
you throwing that. Look, did you hear that? Did you hear that, Avon? He threw that turbo car at me 9 fucking times. He had Fat Albert on the talk show one night, right? And I sent him a picture of
the
car.
Rob,
the next thing you know, Fat Albert says,
that's before I spoke to you. That's before I met you in person. That's before I met you in person.
So he liked me. Look, he think I'm a pretty motherfucker because he got to look at me.
You pop a smurf there. I respect my elderly.
Hey JB. Now you see why Grandma came out of retirement. His mouth is bad, boy.
I'm telling you the same shit I say about Jeff. I told Jeff I gave him that Mr. Black from the waist down. Motherfucking A-Ball is black from the waist up. His mouth is nasty, man. His mouth is fucking nasty.
Look.
Oh,
this
damn.
This is what most people don't
if
know.
They, if
nah,
they,
it,
look,
it, it,
if, they,
bullshit.
If they remade Color Purple, that motherfucker is Harpo.
ass like the fucking nicotine in that cigarette, man.
Like that went on his ass with nicotine in a cigarette.
I
love how you use that one this weekend.
I got my cup of coffee and my cigarette right now.
But again, people like A-Ball is good for the game. It is. Because he understands, hey, anything can happen. You can get your ass. You can go out there with the baddest motherfucker. Hey, I will never forget. I'll never forget. That night at House of Hook, when Tony Bynes told Stevie Fast, you come with what you come with, and I'm going to come with what I come. Everybody and their mama was like, oh, that's Stevie Fast. We anyway. You remember, Sammy. What did fucking Tony bring to the fucking track?
Say it again, JB. Tony.
Remember Tony, this was years ago, when the hustle was so good, it just was good. This is when, what his name had the Allen, he had the ProMod. When Stevie was running that Pro, I think he was running the ProMod, and fucking Tony was like, yo, I'll lock you in, and I'm coming with a car. I ain't telling you what, I'm just coming with a car. You remember that motherfucker Tony came with a fucking Dragster? I will never fucking remember. Man, that shit, that's what I'm saying, man. The bread game is, it's crazy sometimes. The motherfucking, you know, the bad motherfucker can go down.
Right.
Well, but
that's what you call about the hustle. That's what you call it, the grudge, the hustle. It's all about the hustle.
Well,
he came out with the hustle.
It's the gamble.
Hey, Sammy, you know? I don't mean no harm, Sammy. Sammy, I got to tell you something. I was on a grudge show the other night. My cousin, Eddie Chamberlain, down in Florida, Mr. Tip, and your fucking ass came up, and you don't even fucking know it. They was like, yo, y'all remember that grudge race where the dude, him and the dog race? A dog, he said dog had to break, and dog gave him the back tire.
Yeah.
I will never.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. I will never.
That was a 50s car. We gave him the break. We took the back tire.
I will never.
Look, so I'm going to tell you something right now. If you don't understand that part of the game, you don't understand the game at all. I'm going to give y'all who all's left on the line right here? Just us kids? Because I'm going to
Well,
gonna
just
let,
us
I'm gonna
have
let,
our mics open.
Okay.
Just
yeah,
us have our mics
leave
open.
That alone.
But it's still.
But this is what I did. I give a man this year. All three things in jail. I ain't gonna put a name on it. Don't ask me to. I'm stock block street for real, tagged insured, full blown race car, 2,200 pounds, tall deck on two kids. I gave him everything in drag racing and fucked him up. And the reason I did it is because it was a good fucking gamble. The race was gonna go one of two ways. Either he was gonna kick tires or he was gonna fuck me up. One of the two, and I was willing to take that gamble because I had more confidence in my program than I had confidence in his program. So, anything could fucking happen. That's a fact.
Yep.
Is that not a fact?
And look,
that's a fact.
Yes. Hey, Rob, I'm going to tell you, I've been at a track, and it was with Tony. We was in, this was years ago. We was at a track called No Problem. And this is when, you know, radios were in the game, but a lot of people still love this thing. We was at a track, and I think Tony had brought
because
back.
Because they didn't understand
the
radio. They didn't understand how the radio worked then.
Yeah, and the guy, Tony asked the prep guy, he said, man, what you prepping for? He said, man, it's prep for radio. He went over and lifted the other guy's car, saw the guy's slick. And he knew the other guy was fast. He said, lock in. Motherfucking big tire car, spun the tire. Tony went down that motherfucker, slow as shit. I swear on my life, slow as shit, and took the money. It's the hustle is a bitch. The hustle is a bitch.
You just got to know the game. So, just like I told somebody yesterday morning, are you talking to a motherfucker that's playing chess? Are you talking to a motherfucker that's playing checkers? Because I'm playing chess and you playing checkers. You can look at them pawns all day long, knock them pawns off. I'm going to let you knock them pawns off. But when it comes time for me to move my king or queen, you fucked up. Think about it like that. It's a game. That's what it is. It's a game.
You
got to know what you're working with. Yes, it is. And you can't be scared of the game. If you're scared of the game, don't fucking play. I got a man right now I'm locked in with a shit ton of money. And when I say this is for a bag, it's for a bag. It's the most money I've ever raised for. And look, he's scared to fucking death. Scared to fucking death. So I've already got him beat. I learned that years ago when I was breaking bracket racing. What I would do was, I had this little game I would play. Is I would look at, I raced motorcycles for years, and I bracket raced. And what I would do, I'd kill you on the tree. What I would do was, I'd look up in front of me in that line, and I would count in pairs, and I'd realize which guy I'm fucking getting ready to run, and I would start that bike up, and I'd put that fucking kicks down, stand down, or I'd lean it over on that exhaust pipe, and I'd walk up and shake his fucking hand. And you know what? I had him fucked up from that point on. Because it fucks him up. It's about the game. It ain't about it's about the game. I had one guy tell me one day, he said, fuck that shit, I am not shaking your hand because every time you shake my motherfucking hand, I go red. I said, that's right, because I leaned over and tell you you better be on a tree. And he goes fucking red. And he said, I ain't shaking your fucking hand. I said, you're done already. And we went up there, and guess what he did? He went like 80 red. 80 God red. On a 500 tree. How you do that, Avon? It's like going red with the brake at that point.
So you got Avon locked in two races.
I got Avon fucked up. I got Avon fucked up.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And the reason I say that, and this is a fact, and it's nothing that I haven't told Avon already, but I think when I kicked tires on Try Me, I think I had him covered. Now, that shit got ugly, didn't it, Avon? My truck kicked tires. It kicked tires bad. I was up in the air, wasn't it?
But I think Avon, he feeling his goddamn self. He feeling his goddamn self, so he think he got me covered.
I got you covered. I think I got you covered.
Hey.
We'll find out Saturday morning, ain't we?
Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you now. You know what your best thing to do?
What's
when
that?
You can't get around grandma, you might as well just pay the punk out.
Just pay the punk.
Oh, my God.
Just pay the punk. You remember, though, Avon, I got all three things. And I'm not going to get red with the brakes. I'm not going to go red with the brakes.
Me neither. Me neither. I got the brakes too, remember?
I know. You can bet a dollar on that.
Lock.
Lock.
Shit.
You ain't right, motherfucker.
Look, AJB.
Oh,
now you see why I don't
let something out the bag. Look.
Go
ahead, Avon. You go ahead.
No, I was telling him that's why I don't mind racing you two and three times a day, because you keep it real, you bet your money, and you pay your money. If you lose,
right,
you pay up. It ain't no arguing, we ain't arguing, nothing. We just paid up and said let's lock back in.
Right.
You know what I mean? It wasn't no fucking bullshit, riffraff and all that, huffing and puffing, saying the bitch word and all that nonsense.
Nah. I got it on my t-shirt.
We said, hey, that's your t-shirt. You hey,
right.
You got the right to do whatever you want on your t-shirt. But I'm just saying, you know, that's why, look, JB, it was at the end of the night, And I said, Rob, I don't like the way that shit went. I want to do it again. And he was like, I ain't got no more bottles. I had nine. I said, well, let me go find you one. He said, well, if you find one, we could do it.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. Right. I run out of nitrous bottles. I have fucking nine nitrous bottles.
Hmm.
I am looking for somebody, though.
Talk to
me. Because he's looking for me. He's looking for me, and if he talk right, he might get it. He mad as a motherfucker at me right now. I mean, this motherfucker is so mad at me. He's so fucking mad. He is laying in his bed right now thinking about 8-Ball.
God.
You
want to
guess
man.
Who that is, Abe? I ain't lying. So, look, he locked in a motherfucker last night on the show. And I started talking shit to the motherfucker, and in the comments he said, go get him, Rob, and then I'll put the trans break on the motherfucker, and then he went in my inbox, and he said, what's his last name? I said, I can't remember. I said, but I'm in his pot.
You're terrible.
I am terrible.
Yeah, he's nasty. But it's a good nasty, though. It's a good nasty.
I work what I work. So, I don't know. I think the car is green, maybe.
Oh, you talking about Buck Kipsy.
Yes, sir. So, this is what I don't understand about these new age drug racers. And in my understanding, the way it's supposed to work is the loser is supposed to chase the winner, correct? If I beat you, am I supposed to chase you, Ravon?
Hey, they do it all the time, man.
They do. Don't make any sense to me. So he beat me back down there last year. And then he paid me punk out. And now he's chasing me like my ass is on fire or his ass is on fire or something. And I got a water hose in my hand. I don't understand it. But if he act right, he might get his races again. Talk right.
What are you talking about? Saturday?
I want to kick them clear. Because that's what I need.
So you mean tell me if he give you kick and kill, you're going to cross his ass?
I'll go cross his ass right now. I'll go back down to the shop, pull that bitch out of the shop. If I go across his ass at US 13 down in Fruitland, Maryland, not the racetrack, at the stoplight.
Man, mouth is bad, Avon. Man, mouth is bad.
Hey, like everybody say, man, his mouth is bad, and he will race. So
I will
yeah,
race.
And
that's
see
like
that's
the,
and that's all. That's all really. That's all you really need. If you'll back your mouth up, you can talk all the shit you want. That's how I feel.
I did talk a lot of shit, didn't I, Avon? And I showed them something down at US 13 last 3 weeks ago.
Hey, you took look, JB.
Yeah.
Anytime he made me come out of retirement with Grandma, you know his mouth was bad.
Yeah.
Cause my
yeah,
wife
you
said,
love Grandma.
He does.
Yeah, my wife said
I like
mean,
that
guy
too. To be honest. Would your wife say she gonna make me some banana pudding?
I don't know.
Oh, you know that man.
Man, look, this motherfucker. Let me tell you an Avon story. Look, man, I'm looking over this motherfucker. We in the crowd, right? And all of a sudden, I see Avon getting loud, right? And I look over at him, and look, I step back a step. This motherfucker is mad. He had his racing britches down around his knees and had his britches on underneath it, and I thought he'd get ready to pop that motherfucker right in his mouth talking about that fucking banana pudding. That's the most exciting event at the whole racetrack. It's better than the EP race. It was. Somebody was going to whip somebody's ass over that nanoplane.
Yeah, he had me and Tron. He gave me and Tron some Nana pudding one day. We didn't leave the trailer.
Hey, I told you. I said, JB, I kept on trying to give it to you. Kept walking away. I said, all right, you the one going to miss out, not me.
So yeah. The Nana pudding was better than the honey?
Yeah, Sammy, that Nana pudding, you know how you know when Nana pudding is real good? You get the smack in your mouth together, and it starts sitting on the top of your roof of your mouth. I was
That's what I was thinking right there. Yes, sir. That? You hit the nail right on the head. Kind of stick to you.
When as soon as mama gets good after her surgery, it's gonna be, everybody will be getting banana pudding. Right now, we gotta keep mama in our prayers and surgery come out good. She'd be making that banana pudding for everybody again.
I was getting ready to ask.
No.
Sammy, is she good?
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you what's good from Sammy. Now, A-Ball, I don't know if you ever had it. Avon, I don't know. Sammy make a leg of lamb that makes you drop food on your chest.
Oh, man, I like it.
I heard about it.
Yeah, it's rough.
I heard about it.
It's rough. And he
I'm
cooked
gonna find
it,
out when I go to his race.
He
damn
cooked
right.
it in this
you
little it looked like a it looked like a little wooden box.
He smoke it or something, Sam.
No, it's the pig roast like a pig roasting box.
Mm-hmm. Great, I got you.
Joe Gray put me on that box.
So I need to step some leg of lamb, some nana pudding in my next
one. Oh, shit.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. I don't eat.
If you have leg
like
of lamb
that,
and nana
pudding
together.
Good.
It was.
Avon, you know what it is. You motherfuckers underestimated me. I just look stupid.
So we got. So now
I'm underestimated, bro.
So now we got Mr. Black from the waist down and Mr. Black from the waist up. Oh, shit.
I'm black from the waist down. Sammy.
Yo.
I guess the nurse come by and give you your medication. You're a little slow right now. You're talking a lot of shit before I got on here. Now you're a little slow.
I was just reading something on Facebook. This Smith Ratting guy keeps catching everybody, man. Holy shit. He's on Facebook.
Yeah, Randall Smith.
Everybody.
Yeah. Randall
that
Smith. He's a
scamming everybody.
Yeah, he supposedly had. What did my buddy say? 200 sets of radials, and he done already scammed like 45, 50 people?
Yep.
Anybody that's just got two sets of fucking radials right now is scamming. I've had two sets of radials on order for over 90 days, and I've had two sets of pro brackets on order for about 60 days, and I can't get none. I even got an in at the speed shop. The man said, as soon as they come in off the truck, I'm going to steal your pair. And I can't get them. So.
Yeah, nah, this motherfucker, Smith Randon, whatever the fuck, he's scamming people with, because I know when I had the wagon on the raffle, CJ Kent called, hit me up. And told me, yo, this guy's raffling your wagon. That motherfucker's scamming. He blocked me on Facebook because I jumped on his ass.
Yeah,
and now he's making bets. He's making bets with people online, and he'll take their money if he wins, and if he loses, he don't pay them. And he's selling so-called radios to people that they're not getting it. But come on, his name is all over the Facebook already, and everybody should know that he's a scammer.
Hey, you know what, Sam? You're right. And the reason, right. So Richard Wilson, what the hell does he call his car, Avon?
Oh, Richard Wilson just got scammed by him, right?
I sent him one in his inbox and said, don't do it, because the dude got called out for scamming a year ago. If you look at his profile picture, he looks like a fucking meth head. Yeah, it's been longer than that, Sammy. Yeah, every bit of it.
Over a year. Every day I read his post about
it. Sammy, this is what I want to do. I want you to take one of them rental cars up there and go to that motherfucker's ass.
Give me his address. I'll go find him for you. Believe that. Give me his address.
No,
find
me.
Where he's at. I'll go get him.
For him. He's fast, fast. He's fast, fast.
No. He's fast, fast. No, I ain't going to give him no fast, fast. There's no fast, fast for him. There's fast, fast some other shit for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not taking him to the track. It's taking him inside the woods somewhere.
Is he no, I'm talking about Richard Wilson.
Richard Wilson going to get his, too.
Yeah,
I told you. Just wait. Just wait.
Who has he raced in, like, the last year since he put that car together, Avon? Has he grudge raced?
Not a goddamn soul.
Right.
Not a goddamn soul.
Hey, he beat somebody. He did race somebody.
Did he?
I don't know. I don't care. Like I said, I'll stay quiet right now. I ain't saying much.
You know what? I wonder if, okay, never mind. We'll keep on.
I tried to get him with the rental car, Rob, but it never worked out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I tried to get him with the rental car. It didn't work out that way.
Why would you jump?
Huh? JB, you know, I got a team. You know I got a Team G South, a Southern chapter, right?
Oh, I didn't know this. But I do know this, Sammy. I know that I will not support Echo.
Yeah, you
I don't
see,
like
you
that,
see,
Sammy.
You see, you
I don't
see
like
that.
That
shit?
I don't like that.
You see that shit?
I don't
shit?
Like that. That's no good.
Did you see that
That's
shit?
No good.
Did you see that shit?
I did.
Hmm.
I mean, I could see. Now, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I could see if they decided, hey, you know what? We'll do our own All Steel, All Glass shootout and come up with our own rule set and name. But for you to say, oh, well, we're just going to kick the guy to the side that gave us the idea and do it ourselves.
They didn't kick me to the side, JB. I walked away because I didn't like, you know, the one thing they did what they did to Postdoc, and then on top of that, what they did is they changed the dates around and put it with the index, you know, with the index racing and shit like that. Right? Listen to this now. They put it with the index racing. The Super Saturday, right? And then they turn around, no grudge cars, no grudging. So the whole purpose, and you know how I feel about shootouts. I'm not a shootout person. I don't like the shootouts. But to bring action to the track, you have a shootout and you bring action, right? Now, as soon as you get eliminated from a shootout, you're not going to pack your car and stick it in the trailer and go home. You're going to hang around and look for action, right?
Yeah.
You're going to look for somebody.
Real no-time racers would. Yeah, real no-time racers would. But a lot of shootout guys will pack the fuck up and go home just like bracket racers. Yeah.
So, that's true too, Rob. But the thing is, you're going to go out, you're going to race, but a lot of people are just going to hang out and look for a little smoke here and there. But you get in the cars. You're getting the cars at the track. You know what I mean? You're getting people out to race. Now, these motherfuckers are putting the shootout in an index Saturday race, and then they're telling no, you can't grudge race, you can't do nothing. Then what's the purpose of calling it no time? Just fucking call it all steel, all glass, show your time.
Right, that's what it is. Because that's what they know.
So that's the part I don't get. I don't give a fuck. They could do whatever they want with it. Because, like they said, it's not mine. I didn't create it, but it's all good. But don't fuck up something that I'm trying to keep up this way and let it and ride with it. You know what I mean? Because what do they know about no time? What do they know about no time cars and cars that show time jumping off steel or glass? It's kind of stupid.
But why would you take? Why would you take index? Yeah, they're gonna echo.
So they just threw the whole fucking. They just threw all my work that I've been doing for fucking 11 years up here into the fucking trash.
That's well, Sammy, you know people going to come in. They're going to come and support you anyway, Sammy.
No, no, it's not. Yeah, I understand that. They're going to support me 100%. People are going to support me 100%. But
what?
Now you're just ruining it for the real grudge races. You know what? You got what I'm saying?
I don't think the grudge race is going to go up there because they burying themselves.
Oh, yeah, they are burying themselves. They're going to keep burying themselves. I don't give a fuck. Let them bury themselves because you know what? Try to help them out. But, you know, they saw the greed. They saw at the Cojones Nationals I had 33 cars in all steel glass.
You did, Sammy. You had a lot of cars. I didn't go up there that weekend, but I got the report. I had people up there. Yeah, you did. You did.
And my first all-steel, all-glass, I had 16 cars at Island.
And that's a tough, you know. Yeah, that's a tough place.
I want to see them. I need to see them run it. That's what I want to see. I want to see how they're going to run it. That's what I want to see. But it is what it is. It's all good. And JB came to my first show when I had an Island 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, we had a good time and shit like that. It was fun. And that's what it's all about. We get to the track, we have fun, we talk shit, and we race.
Right.
And these motherfuckers, Hanko, you give them a little something, and they're going to fuck you over. I knew it was gonna happen because they did it to Steph and Richie Not So Broke when they took No Time Nationals from them, took the name. They did it to Petey Small Block when they took Grudge Massacres from him and copyrighted the name and fucked them on the name. And look what they're doing with the OCO Glass. But that day will come. There's big plans coming. Big, big plans
coming.
Well, they
shot themselves in the foot when they run Gordo out. I mean, Gordo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Cone is national.
I told Gordo the day he had the argument, I was mad at Gordo about it because this and that, all the shit that started.
Right.
Told Gordo, stop doing this, stop doing that, stop doing this, and let it ride. But what helped out Gordo? When she called him a pussy. That's when it came out and showed that they're not business people. They're pieces of shit when they called Gordo a pussy.
Well,
you don't do that.
It's like I said earlier, Sammy, about this, you know, like with me and Avon racing, we might be bullshit. We talk shit, whatever. But when we get into beans, it's business. And it's like that with me. I mean, you know, I have a partner in business right now. And his name is Tim. And Tim and I have the ability to separate the personal shit from the business shit. I mean, hell, me and him have slid millions of dollars back and forth across the table at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And one day we got in an argument over $300, and I swear to God I thought somebody was going to take an ass with it. And ten minutes later, we're like, who the fuck's buying lunch? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
No, I'm talking about like, okay, say you go tell your customer, fuck you, you're a pussy. That's not the right way to do it. Now, Gordo is your customer.
Because it's business at that point, right?
Yeah, it's a business point. So Gordo is a customer.
Yes.
Gordo is a customer. So you're not going to call your customer a pussy. You're going to eat.
No.
Because there's the saying, customer is always right. No matter what it is, the customer is always right. So you don't do that shit. Especially at that corporate level of that big money type of deal with a track. You don't do that shit.
Yeah, when you're talking about shuffling a couple hundred thousand dollars a day across a fucking desk, yeah, that's serious. That's not, you know, me and Avon talking about I'm going to drag his ass with grandma. If we're betting a couple hundred thousand dollars, guess what?
Yeah.
We're going to be pretty serious about it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, no, exactly. I know exactly what you mean, but the grudge game, that's what it is. The grudge game is calling this thing, calling that, calling this, but when it comes down to it, it's racing, that's it, and we're cool. But this
but
is
at
a
that point,
this,
it's
what
not about
Acko
racing,
did,
it's about
it's
business.
Not,
it's about numbers.
It's about business, yes, yes.
Yes.
But that whole thing about it, it doesn't, it's all good, because I always look at it this
you,
way.
Fuck me, I'm busting grandma's ass. Is the show, the business end is the fucking coin going across the desk.
When you run over, try me, then that's
yes. When I get to breaking that,
you know,
but
you know what's
going to
happen,
show.
Right?
At the end,
you're not going to get no more pudding no more.
He's gonna pay me. Yeah,
yeah, but he's going to pay you, but you're not going to get no more pudding.
Right.
Hey, I like the way y'all keep going on. I like it.
Are we not making fucking look? It ain't you, motherfuckers. That little short minion looking thing you got riding around with you.
Hey, I just want to let y'all know because I don't.
I'll tell you what, though, Ava. This is what I'm going to tell you. This is what I'm going to tell you.
What you
going to
tell?
So he said more Saturday than I've heard that motherfucker say in 3 years. Lying,
Avon. Yeah, he bought his business.
Hell, he is. That's a fact.
What happened, JB? What you saying, JB?
Oh, I'm just letting y'all know. At 11 o'clock, it's probably gonna cut us off. I just don't want y'all to be like, "Oh, hey," you know. I don't want to cut nobody off and not know.
Look,
JB.
You said that. You said that the first show. When you came back and we stayed on the show about 1:30.
That's because I booked for 3.5 hours.
Oh.
AJB.
Today I booked for 90
AJB,
minutes.
Let me say something, JB, real quick. I want to appreciate you bringing us on and giving us recognition.
Yeah, of course.
Because, you know, I love the action. Rob loved the action. And you know, we like to get more people into it. The more people that get in the action, get in the paint, then we, you know, everybody's happy. Fans happy, everybody's happy. You know,
yeah, the more victims I get to cheat from.
Yeah, we need Rob to tell his cousin and his family and, you know, get them all out there. Rob probably got a cousin named Pete that raised two, man. Just come on, bring them out.
Well, you know Rob was a bad ball crew.
Oh,
great. Yeah, Rob with the Badmouth crew.
Oh, so Rob. Cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm Badmouth crew.
Oh.
I was supposed to be the quiet one. But it just ain't worked out that way.
Sammy. Sammy, that's why he got a hard on for you, Sammy.
He's Badmouth.
And JB.
So let me tell you, Sammy started talking. Sammy got sharp one night on the fucking Long Island show, I think it was. And I told Sammy he was in time the fuck out. He needed to go sit in the corner and don't speak to me until I speak to him. Remember that, Sammy?
Oh, yeah. But he don't know who he's talking to. Because I just go borrow a steel car and run his ass.
Oh, shit. So, for real, and back to, I'm going to just ignore that shit because we know that's just a pipe fucking dream. but that's why, Avon, I throw it out there that when I tell people I've got less than $25,000 in my truck, I throw it out there for a reason because a lot of them people in the stands think I want to do this. I would like to do this. And they think it costs $100,000 or it costs $200,000 or you got to have an David O kind of car or you got to have Silver Surfer or Ricky Fox to go out there and get busy and have fun grudge racing. And that's not the truth. The reality is if you're smart about it, you can take a couple dollars, throw them together, and get you something going and make a lot of fucking noise with it. And that's a fact. And most people
Rob,
don't understand
what,
that.
Rob,
go ahead, Sam.
I only got 17,000 into my car.
Right. Right. You know,
hey,
look, when I was...
Chassis.